2:30 in the afternoon here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. As Mitch just said a moment ago, it is time for a big announcement. And since we're playing the Black Keys Howlin' for You, and since that's the theme song for the Coyotes when they score a goal, we welcome onto the show the Coyotes president and CEO, Javier Gutierrez, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Javier, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Burns and Gambo. Always great to talk to you guys, and very excited today to be on.
Yeah, and let's tell everybody why, because we are officially announcing for the first time here on our show at 2:30 that 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station is the new radio home for the Arizona Coyotes beginning this season. Training camp, I know players were reporting today, training camp starting tomorrow, and we are announcing our partnership with the Coyotes as their official radio home for the 2021-22 season. Welcome back.
My friend, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And on behalf of Alex Morello, the owner, the entire leadership, everybody involved with the Coyotes, just want to thank you guys and really express to you how excited we are. And you'll be hearing from me, guys. So, let's definitely do something wonderful here for the entire Valley. And I can't thank you enough. And to my good friend, dear friend, one of my first, conversations here when I moved here a year ago, Gambo, we made it happen, buddy.
Yep. Happy to be a part of that, Javier. Happy to be a part of helping you get back where you belong, you know, right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And, of course, we're very much looking forward to the partnership and the conversations and talking about this hockey team as they try to rebuild and build a contender over the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys mentioned today was the first day, and you know, a little insight. Today was actually the first day I was able to be in front of the team. I had met a couple of the players since I've been here. This was my first time. It was the first time for our new coach, Andre Tournay, Bear, and for Bill and I to be in front of them. And as I mentioned to them, the future starts today. And that's what we're excited about. We really do believe we are building the winner that this Valley really deserves.
Well, I think it all starts with what just got completed, right? The Coyotes prospects, they just finished the rookie face-off. And just, you know, this is going to be about prospects. It's going to be about young players. It's going to be about building for the future. Bill Armstrong did an amazing job of acquiring assets, first-round picks and second-round picks, to enable this organization to be competitive down the road. You'll take your lumps. We're all expecting that. But I do, you know, people are excited, fans, with the rookie face-off and seeing some of the young talent.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about our talent that we have in, and clearly Bill did an amazing job this offseason to build up what we need, which is really, really talented individuals as part of the foundation here. But, you know, one thing you're going to get is you're going to be seeing a team that will compete. And that was the reason we were so excited to have Bear join us. At every stop that he's been at, his teams compete. They care. They really bleed in the desert, as Bill said when he was introduced. And we're excited about that. So, yes, it's about development, but you will have a team that cares and that will compete every single night.
I remember, Javier, when the Coyotes moved here before the 96-97 season, and they were playing what was then America West Arena in downtown Phoenix. I remember they had the Stanley Cup set up in the center of the ice, and it was just like a public open skate, you know, to skate around the Stanley Cup. And my wife and I went down there, and one of the first purchases I made, and I still have it hanging in the closet, wear it every now and then, is that original Kachina jersey sweater that you guys used to wear. I was very, very, very happy to see over the weekend that that's basically going to be your primary look now moving forward for this season. I love going back into the past. I love that logo, and I'm glad to see you guys are making that basically the main look for you this season. I think that's awesome.
100%. And it really started with fans like you really coming to us and saying, that's what we want to wear. That's the sweater that represents us. And what I love about it and why we really, really embraced it is, one, it really does harken back to the history of this organization, going back to when they moved here and, a little bit over 25 years ago now. And really, it you know, talks about the great teams, the great players that have come here, but it's also such a recognizable logo, the best logo, the favorite logo as voted by the Arizona Republic. And it really speaks to the future as well. It really resonates with young people. It really resonates with our fans in waiting, as we've dubbed it. And so not only does it harken back to the history, but it really is a window into the embracing of new fans, new communities, and the future of this organization.
Burns, you're a lot skinnier now than you were back then. You might be time for a new Kachina jersey.
I can actually fit in the jersey
now. Oh, is that now you can fit in the one?
There were years I couldn't fit in it. Now I'm able to fit in it again.
As I said, if we got to get you a new one, we'll get you a new one 20-something years later.
Goes around, comes around, Gambo. It actually fits again for the first time in a long time.
How about that? Javier, he could fit in his jersey.
Absolutely. Got to get you one. There, Gambo.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the proposed Coyotes Arena. The information is out. It's the core of a $1.7 billion Tempe development. I think it just goes to show, as you have told us many times, you know, me and you, when we've had our conversations and when you've been on the air with us, that the commitment is, despite what many people believe, the commitment is to be here in Arizona.
Yeah, we've been consistent in public, in private. This is where we want to be. This is where we're going to be. And this is the commitment that we have. And we're excited about this proposal, but it's just that at this point. We're in a process. You know, we submitted a proposal to this RFP that was issued by Tempe. But I got to tell you, we are very excited about it. It is something that it is the right project. It's, you know, anchored with the arena and so many other things, hotels, our practice facility, in our headquarters, a restaurant row, and just so many exciting things. But it's also the right structure that we want to propose. We want to take on the financial risk. And then finally, you have the right owner, you know, someone who has built, who has been in these types of projects in the past, who has the wherewithal to make it happen. And, you know, clearly we're going to be part of this process, and nothing's been awarded. But we're really excited about it. And it hopefully dispels these constant conversations about where we want to be today, tomorrow, and in the future.
Look, I'd like you to give me an update on this. We know that you're going to play in Glendale this season. We do not know where you're going to play next season. Can you give us an update on that and what could come about?
Listen, we've been very clear about our commitment to be here. We have been working on a number of options to be here, and we know that obviously an announcement was made. We won't comment further on it. We made a public statement, but suffice it to say that there's plenty of opportunities that we're pursuing to be here and to remain in the Valley, and so we're excited about that.
Javier, if I could, a follow-up on the Tempe site, what is next in that process now? What happens next in the timeline for you as it comes to seeking that as your permanent home here in the Valley?
Sure. Well, you know, there was an RFP that was issued by the city. We were the sole respondent of that RFP. We let out the images and did have conversations about what our proposal was. At this point, the city has a panel that they are then taking in that proposal and will then make a recommendation to the city council. We're not, you know, in charge of that process. That timeline really is out of our hands. But we think we've put together something really, really compelling and are excited about that opportunity.
Well, we're excited about having you back here at Bonneville Phoenix and 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Javier, thank you for your partnership, and thanks for partnering with us here on Burns and Gambo for this big announcement. Welcome back, and we look forward to it for the coming months and the coming years. We're really looking forward to it. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Burns, Gambo, and I also want to thank Ryan and Scott and everybody over there at Bonneville. And we're very, very excited and looking forward to having you guys out to a game very soon. And just remember, go Yotes.
And, hey, and if you need a left wing, I can give you about 3 minutes a game. Not much more than that. But if you need
I'll
a left wing.
Know. I'll let Bear know.
I got you. I could get you 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
One minute each period.
That's a deal killer right there. You know what? On second thought.
One
yeah,
shift.
Yeah, no. Javier, congratulations, man. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. You guys take care. Talk soon.